पितास्ताक्षुतामाकाव्यम् सारं सुस्तुमितं मधु ृतस्तत्सुतमाकाम्यम् सरं सुस्तुमितं मधु स्थयमानैव प्रीत्या पुनरा प्रतुष्टः मैत्रेयोवाच कृतस्तत्सुतमाकाम्यम् सरं सुस्तुमितं मधु स्मयमाना इव प्रीत्या पुनरा प्रतिपाक्षः मैत्रेयोवाच कृतस्तत्सुतमाकाम्यम् सर्वं सुस्तुमितं मधु स्मयमानमरा प्रतिवच मैत्रेयोवाच कृतस्तत्सुतमाकाम्य स्मयमाना इव प्रीत्या पुनराय प्रत्युपाक्षः
मैत्रेय उवाच. The great sage Maitreya continued to speak. Vito of King Pritu tat that shuktam Vedic conclusion Akaranya, hearing, Sharam, very substantial, Sushtu, appropriate, Mitam, minimized, Madhu, sweet to hear, Smayamana, smiling, Eva, like, Pritya, out of great satisfaction. Kumara, celibate. Pratyuvacha, replied. Thus. Translation and purport by Divine Grace of Bhojadanadavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. The great sage Maitreya continued. Thus, Sanat Kumar, the best of the celibates, after hearing the speech of Pritu Maharaj, which was meaningful, appropriate, full of precise words and very sweet to hear, smiled with full satisfaction and began to speak as follows. Please repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued. Thus Sunat Kumar, the best of the celibates, after hearing the speech of Pritu Maharaj, which was meaningful, appropriate, full of precise words, and very sweet to hear, smiled with full satisfaction, and began to speak as follows. Purport. Pritu Maharaj's talks with the Kumaras are very laudable, because of so many qualifications. The speech should be composed of selected words, very sweet to hear and appropriate to situation. Such speech is called meaningful. All these good qualifications are present in Pritu Maharaj's speech because he is a perfect devotee. It is said, Yashati bhakti bhagavati akinchana shaver gunas tatra samash Shateshura. For one who has unflinching devotional service, for one who has unflinching devotional faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is engaged in his service, all good qualities become manifest in his person. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Thus, the Kumaras were very much pleased, and Sanat Kumar began to speak as follows. Om Agyanta Miranda Sajanan Jalanchalati Chakshurandantantina Tashmaya Shri Divinaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karata Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So here we see the very nice dealings of the Vaishnavas. Very sweet, meaningful words, because they know what to speak and they know what is meaningful. Whereas others, speeches who do not know the meaning of life, it's actually simply a show, if everyone's putting on a show, of being nice, actually with the purpose of exploiting others. This is the motivation behind the sweet words and the nice etiquette and behavior. But the devotees know the real purpose of life is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the words become very meaningful and very sweet, glorifying all devotees as parts and parcels of Krishna, as great representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is quite appropriate. Then we can glorify such personalities. But what use is glorifying personalities? We don't know the meaning of life, and are simply interested in their own and engrossment. So here the Kumaras were very pleased to speak. He was being asked questions, and because he knew Priti Maharaj was such a great devotee of Krishna, and he was executing his duties as a king so perfectly, making the citizens Krishna consciousness. So the Kumaras were very pleased, because their only business actually is to go around enlightening people in Krishna consciousness. So they're universally respected great sages whose only business actually is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now they've appeared on the auspicious scene and made it more auspicious by their presence, and that now they're going to glorify the Lord and everything in relation to the Lord. First he begins by glorifying the qualities of Maharaj Pitu, or perceiving the qualities of Maharaj Pitu, and he's becoming very happy to speak. So Maharaj is going to give enlightenment to everyone. So speech is so nice, it's so important. You can create a nice atmosphere, or you can also destroy a nice atmosphere, depending on the subject matter, from the tone of the words, the expressions. But we see the dealings of the Vaishnavas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata. Conversations that Lord is having with his devotees, it's so sweet. Actually, you have to cry when you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing the sweet dealings of the devotees. Yesterday we were hearing our Mukunda Datta, he took Pundarik, Gadadhar Pandit to see Pundarik. He said, there's a great Vaishnava here. I know you really love to see great Vaishnavas in their association. So I'll take you to meet this great Vaishnava. You'll be very happy. So come with me, I'll show you where he is. And the only thing I'm asking in return is that you always consider me your servant. Really sweet. I'm doing you a favor. The only thing I'm asking in return, you always could consider me your servant. These are very sweet words. So, also what's being expressed here, and it's been Prabhupada's quoting this, the verse in the purport from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I can read that. This is from the fifth canto, 5.18.12. Yashakti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana saver gunas tatra samasti suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratina sati dhato bahi. Translation. All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, the person devoid of devotional service and engaged in materialistic activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at practicing the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? In that chapter, I believe it's the forest of material enjoyment. I may be wrong, but anyway, it's the life story of, it's a story of going on of one personality. And in the end, he dies, and then he has to go to hell. But he was following everything perfectly. He was following all the rules and regulations of Varnashram perfectly. He was looking after his family members. He was doing everything perfectly according to the rules. He says, even if he's the honest endeavor of maintaining family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculation and engaged in the Lord's external energy. So he's following everything so perfectly, doing everything you should do. It's all Vedic. It's all prescribed in the Vedic. But as a result, he had to go to hell because he was attached to his family members. So how you cannot be attached? You're looking after someone, treating them nicely and bringing them up, giving them everything they want. Obviously you're going to become attached. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but because of the attachment, he has to go to and see hell. Because it's not connected directly with Krishna. If the same thing was connected to Krishna, then he wouldn't have to see hell. He could bring his family up, Krishna conscious, look after them in a Krishna conscious way, then they won't go there. So actually, how can there be any good qualities in such a person who is not a devotee? This is the idea. They're just on the manorata, they're running around on the mind, mental speculation. What is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong, what should I do, what should I not do? They don't know what to do, but they are the eternal servants of Krishna. They should be engaging in Krishna's service. And everything becomes perfect by this one activity of Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada is saying in the purport, he's quoting Bhagavad Gita, that all living entities in this condition, in this material world, are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, including the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages themselves in the nine processes of devotional service, one's heart immediately becomes purified and immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. So, revival of, as Prabhupada always uses this term, revival of our Krishna consciousness. So when you revive your Krishna consciousness, as being pointed out here, because of we are part and parcel of Krishna. When you understand the part, then you'll understand the whole, qualitatively. But we are small samples of this, particles of this. So, so this is the idea. By becoming Krishna consciousness, you revive your Krishna consciousness, you understand you're part of Krishna, and so you're able to perceive the actual qualities of Krishna that are in Krishna, they're inherent in Krishna. So, minutely of course, but at least you can perceive them. So this is the Krishna consciousness process. That Chaitodarpana Mahachanam, it begins, Krishna consciousness begins at this point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission begins at this point. Chaitodarpana Mahachanam, first clean the heart, the beginning point. Then everything is understood. When you understand, when the heart is clean, you'll be able to understand the self. When you understand the self, then you're going to perceive all the good qualities that are inherent in Krishna. Because when you're understanding the part, you're understanding the whole to some extent. So, this is called aham brahmasmi, understanding I am Brahman. When one actually realizes himself, then he realizes all the qualities of Vaishnavas. Because these are all originally qualities of Krishna. We're always asking about these qualities and glorifying and trying to attain these wonderful qualities that we hear about. Why we would want to do that? Because they're attractive. Why they're attractive? Because they're Krishna's qualities. It's Krishna's qualities we're attaining. That's why they're so attractive. If a person has these qualities, he becomes attractive because they're Krishna's qualities. So they're inherent in Krishna. They're also inherent in the part and parcel, but in a smaller degree. But when we actually awaken to this Krishna consciousness, then we can understand the nature of Krishna. So that's why Krishna consciousness is called the immediate process. The process of bhakti is immediately, because from the very beginning you're engaging everything in devotional service. You're understanding you're Krishna's servant. All the other processes of self-realization, etc., they're doing the same thing also. They want to purify their heart. If you see any process, it generally it's got to cleanse the heart, come to that program of cleansing the heart. The jnanis, they have to clean the heart to understand the hamramashmi, so they can achieve their goal of Brahman. The yogis have to understand, purify their heart to understand the paramatma. The karmas have to purify their heart to rise from ignorance to passion to the goodness. So it's all pure. It's all a purificatory process. But the devotional process is immediate, because the devotee, everyone, immediately we understand that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. So then we engage in Krishna's service. So simply by being situated constitutionally, the heart becomes purified. It's like in puja, there's different types of purification that go on. Like the different yogis are using, the jnanis, and they're all using different types of purificatory methods. Especially the yogic system, it starts from asanam, pranayam, all the eightfold yoga systems, all purification, purification, purification. The jnani, he has to do all of his studying and purify his mind slowly, slowly by knowledge. But the devotee, instead of going through this whole process of yoga, he simply understands